loved her, she was being nothing but a puppeted through that, and that was the potter, and she was the clay. And she became a product of all that dysfunction. And here many years later, after these people are off and gone and whatever, she's still sitting a product, a clay pot, molded by those folks. Ain't that heavy? I'm sharing that with her, and she gets touched and starts to weep. I said, honey, let it all go. It ain't worth it. Jesus is Lord. He loves you. Now let's pray for your leg. Prayed for a leg. She got her cast off in a month. They said they were going to have to do all this stuff to it. It would never be right. It was already 95% normal, and it was crushed. Something fell on it and crushed it. Pastor called me. He was so excited. He called me at home from Ohio and said, hey, that lady? I said, yeah. And he told me the testimony. Isn't that cool? And you release those people, and God's mercy come right over. Isn't that sweet? Man. Okay. So we're not going to grumble, right? Y'all got that? Okay. Yeah. I think it's 1 Corinthians 10 says, don't complain, don't grumble, or you'll be like those in the wilderness. They fell dead that day by the thousands. They were grumbling, complaining. You know what they were grumbling about? This worthless bread. They were grumbling to Moses, you're a pitiful leader. I don't know why we're listening to you, because I don't think you're listening to God. I mean, look at this place we're in and this worthless bread. We're tired of it. Isn't that amazing? And they thought they had a right to think that way in the natural. See, you got to realize there's a way that seems right to man. It's very dangerous. It goes back to this first scripture about being patient, being patient. Did God deliver him from Egypt? Did God set him free from the promise, from the land of bondage and heading him to the promised land? Did he cross him through the sea? Was he sustaining him? But you can get personal, you can get self-centered, you can make it all about you, and all of a sudden your eye will change and you'll fail to appreciate the supernatural.